I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. If you're a black woman in America, what's the biggest thing on your mind right now? Well, maybe it's your family, your job, your financial future. One major TV network wants to get in your head. All this week, NBC Nightly News will look at some important issues shaping the lives of black American women. The series is called African American Women, Where They Stand. And the topics range from health to education to relationships.
Anytime you get together with a bunch of single black professional women, the conversation will eventually lead to, what are we going to do? What are we going to do about the no husband situation? and then it ends up, are we going to have to go there? Meaning, are we going to have to go outside of our race to do this marriage thing or this relationship thing?
For more, I've got Mara Schiavo-Campo. She's a digital correspondent for NBC Nightly News. Also, Rahema Ellis, a correspondent for NBC News. Both have worked very closely on the series. Thanks for coming on.
For sure.
Thanks for having us.
So, Rahema, how did this come about that your network decided to dig into the lives of the sisters?
Well, we have to give credit where credit is due. Mark Whitaker, who is a senior vice president over at NBC News, he came one day and said, in having conversations with a variety of people, they came to conclude that of the major achievements in the African-American community in reference to academics and in the workplace and economically, that they looked around and it seemed as though those achievements are achievements of African-American women and not men. And he thought, there's something there. We need to talk more about this. And what are the consequences of that?
Now, Mara, you are an award-winning digital journalist, and you joined the NBC network not too long ago. What role are you playing in this series, and what does it even mean to be a digital journalist?
It's a good question, which I get asked pretty often. I work with all digital equipment, digital cameras, digital editing equipment, and I work alone. So I'm kind of a new breed in that traditionally television journalists work with a crew, and I don't. I work alone to shoot and write, produce, report, edit my work. So kind of the way a radio reporter would go out into the field and collect their story, I do the same thing.
What's been your favorite part so far of working on this?
I'm working on this series. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the interracial relationships piece, which is one of the ones that I'm doing for the website, nightly.msnbc.com, is one that's close to my heart because my mother is a black woman married to a white man. They've been married for 35 years. I'm the product of an interracial marriage. And so it was really interesting for me to dig into it and to see, well, what's happening today? I've heard stories from my parents about what was happening when they got together, but what's the trend today?
Very controversial. Rahema, we've had a lot of discussions on our show, News and Notes, about interracial relationships. That sounds like it's just one of the many controversies that you guys aren't afraid to tackle. In fact, you've got something on education, which also includes the stats about black women going to college versus black men going to college. Tell us a little bit about that.
The statistics really are dramatic. When you look at the numbers of African-American undergraduates, nearly two-thirds are women. In some colleges around this country, in classrooms, African-American women outnumber African-American men by 7-1. And so when you start to look at what's going to happen in the future, if you don't have African-American males who are in college and are graduating from college, but you have women who are, when they look to see who is going to be their partner, is it going to be someone who has achieved the same level of academic and economic success that they have achieved? They look around and the numbers are dwindling, the numbers of men on this same level. So women are now at the position where they're asking themselves, what am I going to do? Am I going to be single? Am I going to parent alone? Am I going to look to another race in order to have a partner? We have some elements in our story when we talk about relationships where one woman mentions how a friend said to her, well, why are you getting a dog? And she said, well, I want to have something that's going to be happy to see me when I come home. And the whole point is of that success is only limited if there's no one to share it with. And so African-American women are at a crossroads, it seems, in terms of determining what are they going to do. They've done all the right things. They've gotten the message from their mothers and fathers that said, you have to be educated. You have to be able to take care of yourselves. Women got that, and they have gone ahead and achieved. But for some reason, African-American men haven't stepped up at the same level. And many of the women that I talked to, in fact, almost all of them said that this, therefore, this success is very limited. They feel that they're never going to have the kind of success that they want unless African-American men are standing alongside them.
Now, Mara, do you think that this is actually going to raise a lot of controversy either within the African American community or in the larger community, because it does bring up these stark issues of gender and economic equality, social issues? I mean, do you think that this is going to make some waves?
Well, yeah, I do, because it's a very fine line to walk and to tell the story and to tell it accurately and fairly and to not make it into the black man bashing story. And that was something that I was very conscious in when I was working on this piece. I spent over an hour on the phone with my producer going over the script with it, which is something we don't normally do, because we were very conscious about the fact that we did not want to make this piece about how bad black men are, because that's a whole piece in and of itself as to what their struggles are, into what their circumstances are, into why they're not achieving at the same level as black women. And that wasn't the piece we were doing. We were doing a piece about black women, and so we were trying very hard to focus it on black women and to not make it into where are black men falling short. But inevitably, you have to, when you're talking about women who can't find mates at their level, you have to say why. It's because there are not, you're having black women who are outpacing black men at the professional level in terms of education and things like that. And so inevitably, by comparison, that's going to come up. And surely there will be people who will say, you know, we don't appreciate that representation. But we did everything we could to be fair and accurate in telling the story.
Now, Rahema, there are not a lot of sisters at your level in the world of media. Do you think that by doing this, you're actually also helping to inform people at NBC as well as people in the media and then the people who are also going to watch?
I sure hope so. These are discussions, though, that we've been having at NBC about the numbers of African Americans, and not just women, but African Americans in general, who work in this business of news. And if you look around, I mean, it's something that everybody can see. You turn on your television today and tomorrow and just look at who's there, who's presenting the news, who's delivering the news, and it becomes pretty clear what's happening. So, yes, our hope is that this will say, even to those at NBC where we work, that something is happening and that we need to pay attention to it, because, as we say in this story, this isn't just an African-American story. Angela Burt Murray, who is the editor-in-chief over at Essence Magazine, she talks about how this really is an American story, because what's happening in the African-American community, we are starting to see shades of that happening in the larger society. So there's a reason for everybody to pay attention.
Well, Rahema, Mara, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Rahema Ellis is a correspondent for NBC News. We've also been talking with Mara Schiavo-Campo, a digital correspondent for NBC Nightly News. Both were at our New York studios. And NBC's five-part series on African-American women starts tonight with a look at education. You can find out more about the series at our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.